Track 9, more news stories. 200th defibrillator installed thanks to Sing Song. The 200th defibrillator has been installed in the local area thanks to Newton Abbott's branch of a leading contemporary choir. The Courtney Centre had the life-saving device installed thanks to the fundraising efforts of the town's rock choir members. It was the 200th device installed in the locality by Jay's Aim, a charity providing public access defibrillators across the southwest. Newton's Rockies raised £1,500 by singing, of course, but also through other means, dressing up for Red Nose Day, quiz nights, selling teas and coffees, and other social events. The Courtney Centre was chosen because though many people use it, it did not have a defibrillator.
Awards celebrated with Disney-themed week. A care home group with homes in Newton Abbott recently celebrated its winning of an industry award with a special Disney-themed week of fun. Off the back of its win in the Care Home Awards for 2024, the Rose Care Group Homes celebrated with a Disney Week across its Newton Abbott homes. Each home was allocated a different Disney theme park for their residents to enjoy. Southlands Care Home was given the Hollywood Studios as their nominated theme park. Southlands arranged a variety of activities for the residents throughout the week, which included horseshoe throwing, cocktail tasting, star cookie making, reminiscence, quizzes, movie time, and many more. Southlands also invited an entertainer to sing them songs from Disney movies. As a luxury RCG care home that caters for residents with some physical disability, the activities were adapted to ensure maximum participation. The staff joined in too, wearing fancy dress and decorating the home for this special week. Each lunchtime, the residents visited one of the Hollywood Studios restaurants and had a special meal for them from their menus. Some examples of these are burger and chips from the Rodeo Roundup Barbecue, spaghetti bolognese from Mama Melrose Italian Ristorante, and a big favourite was the ice cream sundaes at the Hollywood Scoop. Manager Carol Dyke and Deputy Manager Christina Taylor expressed their gratitude to all the staff who worked so hard to bring this wonderful event together, which brought so much enjoyment to the residents. Carol said being part of the Rose Care Group has enabled Southlands to continue to maintain the high standards of care, as well as putting on these big events that the residents have always enjoyed. Southlands is now able to offer a daycare facility to share all this with others in the community. And this is accompanied by a photograph of the staff in their lovely cowboy outfits.
Rallying cry to back a single candidate. A grassroots group of political campaigners in Newton Abbott are making efforts to rally opposition voters around a single candidate ahead of the next election so as to defeat the Conservatives. With opposition votes divided among several candidates, it's more than likely that come the next general election, the Conservatives will retain the Newton Abbott constituency, which has been held by MP Anne Marie Morris since its creation in 2010. But this need not be the case if only the opposition vote unified and backed a single candidate, which is exactly the rallying cry of Newton Abbott primary. The group are calling for unity among opposition voters. In practical terms, this means backing one of the three so-called progressive candidates, Green, Labour or Liberal Democrat. We are tired of tribalism in the centre and left of politics, a spokesperson for Newton Abbott Primary said. We will support whichever candidate, Labour, Lib Dem or Green, has the best chance of victory. To decide on the candidate, the group will be holding a primary. Put simply, a primary is a means by which voters can indicate their preference in candidate ahead of an election. It's most commonly associated with America. Newton Abbott Primary planned to visit town halls across Newton Abbott constituency and hold questions and answers with the three progressive candidates. At the end of each session, the audience will vote for the candidate they think stands the best chance of defeating the Conservatives. Come the final town hall meeting, the votes will be added up and the people's champion announced. The impetus behind Newton Abbott Primary's actions is a dissatisfaction with the first-past-the-post voting system. It's by far the simplest voting system. Voters cast a vote for a single candidate and the candidate with the most votes wins the election. Many take issue with the first-past-the-post system as it allows for persons to be elected off the back of having received only a minority of the total votes cast. The dates for Newton Abbott Primary's town hall events have yet to be announced.
Second ride out to help Samaritans. A charity bike ride that raises awareness and funds for mental health is already topping £4,000. More than 70 riders started pedalling out from Idford in memory of local girl Danielle Cornish, who sadly died just after her 29th birthday after losing a battle with her mental health. In August 2022, Danielle lost her battle with mental health and that left us devastated and heartbroken, said her mum Debbie. We wanted to give something back to the Samaritans to enable them to answer more calls and help prevent another life being lost. Last year's ride raised staggering £10,000, while at the same time it got people out on their bikes in the countryside to better their mental health. The day proved to be a huge success, and Danielle's family were overwhelmed with the generosity of those who took part and supported the event. Anyone feeling they need support should contact the wonderful people who volunteer with the Samaritans.